This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. Metro and its largest union are meeting today in hopes of avoiding a strike. Both sides aren't releasing any information about the closed-door meetings, and it's unclear if a strike will actually happen after this weekend's strike authorization. Joining us now to discuss how the Washington region could handle a transit strike is Kanti Srikanth. He's director of the region's Transportation Planning Board with the Council of Governments. Kanti, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
What would happen to transportation in the region if Metro bus and rail shut down?
Undoubtedly, that would be a significant impact and inconvenience to a large number of people in the region. Metro, rail, and presumably, if there is a strike, I hope there isn't one, Metro bus would also be affected. When you take away such a large regional public transportation system that between the two of them carry almost a million people every day, it's going to have a significant impact.
We did have a shutdown in 2016. What happened then?
In 2016, for one whole day or thereabouts, we did not have the entire metro rail system. It did cause inconvenience to people and businesses. But the region managed, and there are a couple ways of looking at why that may have been so. Even though it was a very limited notice, there was some time for people and for businesses to prepare to make some alternate arrangements. And number two, there was an indication that this would be a one-day event.
It's hard to draw an exact comparison to the shutdown in 2016. People knew it was going to last likely for just that one day. With a strike, if it happens, it could go on for several days. Do you have any sense of what effect that would have on the situation?
So again, going by the experience of 2016, couple observations to keep monitoring. One, will there be adequate advance notification? That is going to be extremely helpful in helping prepare for any impacts. Number two, if this happens, when will it begin? If it begins midday, after people got to work or wherever they were going, and then it started on their way back, that exacerbates the problem.
Is there any group or particular region that would be disproportionately affected? Obviously, we would worry about those who rely on transit but might not be able to afford alternate forms of transportation.
In the past, we have seen and we have said that telecommuting, interim short-duration events, would help reduce the total number of trips. But the flip side of that is not every job is amenable to telework, particularly in the service sector, particularly in the medical services. The second impact is, particularly if the buses are affected, there are a lot of people who rely for affordability purposes, for lack of auto ownership, who are dependent on bus. If those are affected, then the impact of loss of services on them will be much more severe than those who might be able to afford other forms of commute and also maybe even work from home.
All right. Kanti Srikanth is director of the region's Transportation Planning Board with the Council of Governments. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jonathan.